You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 464, and it is Monday, May 21st. Randall is here as well. Randall, how are you?
I'm doing good.
And we've got a lot of different little topics to hit on. Not a whole lot of in-depth things, but we're going to talk about the new commitment Notre Dame picked up, graduation. Coney made it on the cover of the Athlon National magazine, as well as the Big Ten magazine. And then we'll talk a little bit about a grad transfer fullback and how Troy Pride Jr. is doing in his track.
Braden Lindsay, actually. We talked about Pride last week.
You're right. Braden Lindsay. And then Nick Watkins, the latest on his decision moving forward to transfer from Notre Dame. So let's just start at the top with the new commitment. Who is it, Randall, and how does he fit? How do you think he fits into this Notre Dame class?
Well, as expected, Nana Osafa-Mensa, a defensive end, committed to Notre Dame on Saturday. He'd been down to Texas and Notre Dame, and everybody kind of expect him to commit to Notre Dame. It was almost like he had committed to Notre Dame even before, a silent commit to Notre Dame even before his Texas visit. And he said he had a video that he sent out on Saturday, and he said he is 131% committed to Notre Dame. And this is a guy, well, he's a four-star, 6'4", 231-pound defensive end, weak side defensive end. So this is the pass rusher that Notre Dame has wanted and needed. This is the type of guy that they've needed for a long time, and it seems like they haven't been able to get.
But I thought we got him with Dalen Hayes. Dalen Hayes. I was getting...
Well, Dalen Hayes is the strong side, and so here you have your...
No, he's on the weak side. They swap around a little bit on third downs, but especially coming in, like grown and gained, put on some weight, but especially coming in, he was that pass rusher end.
Yeah, well, at least Nana has played more high school football than what Dalen Hayes has. I think Dalen Hayes will look much better this year because really he hadn't played a whole lot of football period before he got to Notre Dame. Nana had been a linebacker, but this last year he actually played defensive end with his hand on the ground, so it's something to get used to. But that's where he's expected to play, and he's at 231 and can still put on some weight. I mean, he's got the size, and he can rush the passer. I mean, if you watch his highlight film, he's got some moves, and a big pickup for Notre Dame, especially getting him out of Texas from Texas. And even though he was down in Notre Dame and Texas, Texas A&M was one of his finalists early on, and so Mike Elko had been trying to recruit him to Texas A&M, so there's another win for Notre Dame. Elston out-recruited Mike Elko for him, and I think from what we've talked about before as far as defensive end, you know, Notre Dame doesn't often get defensive ends, it seems like, and to me it comes down to a lot of the top defensive ends aren't they're athletes. They're not worried about their academics.
Yeah.
Nana is, I think his GPA is like a 4.0. I mean, he's got the academic to go with it, and that's why he's such a good fit for Notre Dame. So, and he's kind of a rare, he seems like a rare guy that fit, a defensive end that fits in at Notre Dame.
And I know I mentioned, Dalen Hayes was also supposed to be this incredible pass rusher, but not everyone is going to pan out. And Dalen Hayes, I mean, hopefully he takes a step forward, but it's not like he's been, it's not like he hasn't done anything. And if Notre Dame could take a guy like this, a Dalen Hayes, or a guy like this every year, that's great. And they should probably get three every 2 years. I mean, then we'd be sitting really good.
Yeah. Well, last year was not a good class for Notre Dame as far as defensive line. And it was just the numbers. And Brian Kelly had mentioned in his press conference February after signing day, you know, that this next year is when there was a lot of talent at defensive line. Well, they're making up for last year, and this is now the fourth four-star defensive lineman. And they basically have one at each position. They have Jacob Lacey, defensive tackle. They have Hunter Spears, defensive tackle. And then Howard Cross, the third, defensive end. And basically, those guys fit in all four positions. And they're still recruiting other defensive ends.
Linemen. What do you think is most important for them to pick up for the next position on the defensive line if they pick up a second one at one of those four spots?
I think they should get another defensive end. It seems a lot of guys at Notre Dame get defensive linemen. Look, are defensive ends that turn into defensive tackles.
That's what I was thinking too.
So, and it seems like it's easier. It just seems like Notre Dame has more guys that fit the defensive tackle position. A little more depth there. Versus it's hard to find actual pass rushers. So that's my opinion. I mean, I think they should add a defensive end, you know, if they got guys that will commit to Notre Dame, they should take them. But yeah, it's Brian Kelly had it right. They're making up this year is a good class for defensive linemen, and Mike Elston is doing an incredible job getting those defensive linemen. So that was big news for Notre Dame. He's right now, I think he might have moved up, but 24/7 has him as the 95th player overall. So, the composite ranking has been at 105. But, anyways, so big time commitment for Notre Dame.
And then over the weekend, graduation at Notre Dame. Any news stories or anything of significance, Randall?
Well, all the guys were back. Even Quentin Nelson, even though he's making millions of dollars, he's back to graduate from Notre Dame. And I believe there was 20 football players that graduated.
That seems, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so, but you think about, I mean, there's the that's classes the size are of a 20 class. To 25.
I know, but.
So that's a good sign. Alabama's probably graduating four. So, all the guys were back and got their degrees, and even guys, you know, like Coney getting their degrees. Some of the current players have their degrees now, and so they'll have more time to focus on football this upcoming year. But the guys, the ones that weren't graduating, are already off campus, out traveling the world. Jerry Tillery is over in China, Asia somewhere.
It was Japan or China.
He always goes somewhere.
I think
crazy.
It looks like C.J. Sanders might have been with him as well.
Okay. So other guys are out traveling the world or going home before they need to come back in June. So, but then you have guys like Nick Watkins, who is obviously transferring, and he was going to take an official visit to West Virginia this week, and I'm not sure what the connection is there with West Virginia, but he's planning to take an official visit there, and then he's going home to Texas, and he plans to take unofficial visits to TCU, SMU, and Houston. Me personally, I think he's going to end up at one of the Texas schools just because, I mean, he's a Texas guy and he'll probably end up at one of those schools for his fifth year. I'm not sure what the situation in each of those schools, but I think he can be an impact player on at any of those schools. I mean, he did start at Notre Dame.
The only I don't know what the depth is like at any of those schools, but TCU, you know, normally has a solid defense, and so maybe they have a little more depth, maybe to be a little bit tougher to get into the starting lineup. But, I would really be disappointed if he'd go to SMU or Houston. I feel like he could better display his talents going to either a West Virginia or a TCU as long as he can, you know, get the starting job at TCU.
I guess what's good for him, especially at TCU in West Virginia, there's going to be a lot of passes thrown at him. I mean, the Big 12, and they pass a lot. And so he can display, if he can get out on the field, he can definitely put out a lot of, he can display a lot of his talents or have an opportunity to.
So there was a track meet over the weekend that Braden Lindsay was part of. How did he do?
He was still running for the state out in Oregon. He only got one first place, which is in the 400 meter relay. And they won, his team won the state championship in that, and they broke a 28-year-old record in the process. And he ran the last leg of the race, and he ran down two other schools to get the win, or two other runners. So very fast. And then the other three races he was in, the 200-meter, 400-meter, and the 4x400-meter, he placed second in all of those. The one that got state champion, the state title in, was the 4x100 meter. So didn't quite get those, but he is playing football and then going to run track. So it'll be fun to watch him and Troy Pride compete at Notre Dame. That's a lot of speed on the Notre Dame football field. So he's the guy that's going to be running deep, and if Notre Dame has a quarterback that can get him a ball, there's the speed on the field that at wide receiver. Maybe he can remind us a little bit of Will Fuller.
It hasn't been a decade yet, Randall.
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure that Will Fuller is once in a decade type player.
So if we get two, then it'll just be, you know, it'll just be that much longer before we get the third one,
I guess. So, Coney was on the cover of the Athlon NCAA magazine. And Athlon was pretty optimistic about Notre Dame. They had them going 9-3, finishing the season at number 15 in the country. And personally, I don't think they're too optimistic. And we talked about this last week, too, with another preview last week. And I think a lot of... I don't know. I think a lot of fans are just a little bit don't want to buy in that Brian Kelly has this program headed in the right direction. But I think for this season at least, I think Notre Dame is looking good, partly because of the competition, although Athlon has Michigan finishing up at number 5.
Wow. Now, they have them winning. Did they say if they would win against
I didn't see any.
I don't think specifics. They give game by game predictions. Yeah.
And I do think Michigan is going to be good. I think Jim Harbaugh is a good coach, and I think that they are going to be a really good team. Maybe not top 5, but I do think they're going to be a tough challenge for Notre Dame. If Notre Dame would be playing them at Michigan, I would pick Michigan to win that game.
Yeah. Well, I also got the Street and Smith preview, and they actually have Brandon Wimbush up in the corner. Even though they got a big, ugly Ohio State player on most of the cover, they do have Brandon Wimbush up in the corner. So they're predicting. They don't really have any new insight. I mean, Notre Dame fan, there's nothing new in the article. And they do have Notre Dame projected to the Camping World Bowl. So that sounds a little bit depressing at this point in the season. But they said the top NFL prospect on the team is Jerry Tillery. Okay. I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, there's guys, you know, like Coney. I mean, there's guys that could do really good, but I'd say that's the safest pick, maybe.
And by the way, Athlon is the largest and most accurate preview magazine.
So you're reading that off the cover?
Yeah. Okay. It's on their Big Ten preview and also on their national one.
Well, Street and Smith is the number one fan's choice.
Well, but I'd rather have more accuracy than the fan's choice.
I know. I personally like the Athlon one the best. But anyways.
Notre Dame is picking up a grad transfer from Auburn, a fullback.
Yeah, and he was a walk-on at Auburn. He's walking on at Notre Dame.
So he doesn't add to the
87
scholarships. Overstocking of scholarships.
But he was a walk-on at Auburn. And he did receive a scholarship in 2016, so he had a scholarship 2016 and 17.
I'm sorry, I just don't see how he's going to come in and really contribute.
I do.
There's no way he's as good of an athlete as Brock Wright. And are we really needing – and we have enough tight ends, so it's not like
– It's about blocking. Yeah, it's not about – you don't have an athletic guy blocking. Well, let's put it this way. Notre Dame, for the first time, I don't know how long, actually has a fullback on the team, a true fullback.
We had that last year, Randall.
No, he was a tight end filling in as a fullback. I think if he can come in and all he has to do is work on his blocking, he can take the place of like Brock Wright on, you know, goal line, or the instances that Notre Dame used the fullback in the formation. And he even has a chance on special teams. Instead of all the tight ends being out there being the lead blockers, they can bring in, which Keenan Sweeney is his name. We did not mention his name, I don't think. But Sweeney has a chance to compete for special teams. He can be a special teams guy.
Yeah,
get a scholarship.
Let him compete. I just don't think he's going to contribute.
But he has a lot of connections to Notre Dame. His father and I believe his grandfather all went to Notre Dame. He has a sister coming to Notre Dame. I mean, he's cousins, uncle, basically, you name it, family member, they've been at Notre Dame. So he has a lot of connection there, and he knew he wasn't really expecting a scholarship, but he wanted to come play at Notre Dame for his final year. And because of the position, his job is blocking, and that's all. I think he has a chance to get on the field.
And I'm saying we've got a better athlete that is going to be better at blocking because he's a better athlete.
He has better chance of coming in and on snaps than what Freddie Canteen does, and Freddie Canteen made it on the field.
Well, so that's probably true.
But I think because Notre Dame doesn't have a true fullback and they were just using tight ends, he can come in and take some of those reps from the tight ends, when they can focus on their tight end position. And I think he has a chance to get some snaps as a blocker for the running backs. And here's the other thing. The running back depth isn't that great. So you do have a guy that you never want to get to him, but it adds depth to the roster,
Randall,
even in practice.
Let's have a little wager.
Okay.
Do you think that Sweeney is going to have a touchdown-resulting block? And when I say touchdown-resulting block, I'm talking about a block where after the play is done, they're going through the replay, the announcers are pointing out, hey, number 38, check out that block. That's the reason that Notre Dame scored that touchdown. This is a key block. I say no.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. I'm not sure what we're wagering, except for pride.
We need Kyle
this will
in
have
here
to make
first.
It. This will have to make it to our over and under predictions podcast episode at the end of the.
He'll at least be in
camp.
There blocking. I'm a little skeptical as far as like him, you know, saying he's the guy that made the fun, but he'll be in there blocking.
Well, if he's in there if he's in there enough, I mean, eventually he'll have a block. I just don't think he'll be in there.
So you don't think he'll be in there? He'll get any snaps?
I think he'll get snaps. But I don't think he'll get a lot of snaps.
Well, we'll need to see, but he's excited about it, and I'm guessing all the older fans are excited about having a fullback on the team, even though he's not a scholarship player. So, some other news, the Tavon Coney, I don't think it's really a big deal, but if you remember, he was part of that whole marijuana deal where Redfield got suspended and Stepherson, I'm not, the guys are all involved. Anyways, he still has trial on August 1st, and he reportedly withdrew his agreement. And I don't think it's really going to do anything, but it's just, you hate knowing that one of your star players is still going to be on trial on August 1st. So he'll probably end up with probation or something like that. But yeah, it's just something to watch. Some other players, former players, we talked about Durham Smythe. There's been quite a bit about his interviews. Last week we talked about his interview, talking about the Miami game. Now this week there was an interview that he did, and he was talking with the reporter, and he kept saying, you know, And Deshaun Kizer thought it was pretty funny and tweeted out with the link of the video. He said, "You know, Durham is my friend, you know. He's also, you know, good at football." And of course, Smythe replied and said, "Sheesh, used to be friends." So Smythe is making his rounds in the Twitter world with his interviews that he's doing. So, and then the other news ad, which just happened today, those of you that follow recruiting might remember Hunter Johnson, the five-star quarterback from Indianapolis, that committed to Clemson over Notre Dame and some other schools. Anyways, he announced that he will be transferring from Clemson. So here you have another top quarterback. Even though he wasn't committed to Notre Dame, Notre Dame was one of his finalists, and he kind of joined Blake Barnett, who transferred multiple times, even though Blake Barnett was actually committed. But it's actually kind of interesting. On Twitter, well, Bruce Feldman was talking about it, and Paul Meyerberg had tweeted something out that basically out of the 8 5-star quarterbacks between 2015 and 17, 6 of them had transferred. One of them would have been before he actually went to the school or flipped his commitment. He'd be the 6th one, but 5 of them have actually transferred. And that'd be Hunter Johnson, Shea Patterson, Jacob Eason, Kyler Murray, and Blake Barnett.
That doesn't bode too well for Notre Dame's chances of holding on to Phil Dracovic.
Well, and then you have Ricky Town was the one. He decommitted from Alabama, went to USC before he wasn't at Alabama. But the guys that didn't would be Josh Rosen.
Phil Dracovic's probably been committed to Notre Dame longer than some of these guys have been
at a school.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen and two of Alabama's quarterbacks are the ones that have stayed at their schools. So just kind of interesting to see what happens there. I mean, as a result, you know, instead of those guys, Notre Dame got Brandon Wimbush and Ian Book. A lot of them come in and just don't, obviously they don't win the job. Shea Patterson, obviously a different situation going to Michigan. But I don't think Dracovic will be one of those guys. I mean, these guys are like the Gunnar Kiel of Notre Dame. Basically come in, don't compete, and just go somewhere else because they think they should be starting and they're not. So just kind of interesting when you look at quarterbacks, how many of the top 5 stars actually, you know, what actually happens with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought it'd be that high.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I wonder, I mean, that needs to be, I'd like to see the comparison just with a 5-star cornerback or a 5-star wide receiver or linebacker or something, some other 5-star position to see what the comparison is. And yeah, it's definitely not nearly as high. Quarterbacks definitely transfer more, but I wonder how much more.
Well, I think it's with the quarterback situation, you come in, I think it's usually pretty obvious whether you're going to be able to start or not. And if you have a younger guy come in and is outplaying you, that's when you decide to transfer, because if that younger guy passes you, there's almost no way you're getting around.
Yeah, it's not like wide receiver where you can still get on the field.
Or even cornerback where there's multiple positions.
Well, that's what I mean, by wide receiver too. All right. Anything else?
I think that's all I got.
You posted on the forums that Pro Football Focus gave a little bit of love to Troy Pride Jr. with his yards after catch. He gave up 20 yards after catch,
yes.
And that was third amongst returning cornerbacks. However, they should have done it per pass caught or something, because they had to be at least targeted a minimum of 10 passes.
Okay.
But Troy Pride Jr., I mean, he wasn't targeted very often. It was probably, I mean, maybe only 15 times. I don't know. But I'm saying, this stat, I think, is a little misleading, but I'm always happy to see Notre Dame get some love. And Troy Pride.
Well, one of the first replies to that tweet when Pro Football Focus tweeted out was somebody from Georgia had a picture of their receiver making that one-handed catch over Troy Pride. And was like, you mean like this one? Was this one of them? But talking about the cornerbacks, you often think the news is bad for Notre Dame. USC actually announced that their one cornerback, is it Jackson? I forget what it's from. Anyways, he is out for the season because of academics.
Hold it.
So, hey, I guess it's good to see USC do the right thing for once. But yeah, he was a start. He was a starting quarterback.
Are you sure that
he
wasn't didn't do an good an Onion article.
Well, maybe I have to go back and check that. But he didn't play very good against Notre Dame last year, which not very many USC players did. But he was a star. I mean, he's one of their best defensive players. So bad news for them.
All right, well, that's all I've got. Thank you guys for listening. Check out the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. It's free. There's no ads, and you can definitely join the conversation there. Ask questions, share your thoughts, whatever you want to. And check back next week for another episode of Irish Sports Talk. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.